Welcome to the Trade Secrets Inspections Podcast, because you need to know. Here's your host, Rick Koyman. Hey there, Charlie McDermott, producer of the Trade Secrets Inspections Podcast, here once again with Rick Koyman. Rick, how are you doing today?
Excellent. Great to be with you again, Charlie. Looking forward to today's conversation.
And what a conversation we're going to have today. I mean, there are some crazy things happening in the marketplace and, some off mic conversations we had before we got hit the old record button here. And I don't know, one of the craziest is this rush into buying a home and not, checking all the boxes of like what could happen down the road if you don't do it right. So I'm setting you up here.
Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely a rush to move to Florida, it seems like, right now. And I hear that the market's hot everywhere, but in general, in our areas, there's a really high demand for for people wanting to become new residents of Florida. There's a shortage of homes listed and a huge supply of people willing to buy, and it's creating some really crazy things happening in the market. And I just wanted to take a few minutes to just talk to, the realtors and the buyers out there that are, give you some ideas and some options on what you can do in this competitive market and some of the risks you might be taking that you may not be aware of. So a few minutes and
That's great. Things.
Recently, and when I say recently, I mean, in the last year, 18 months or so, the market prices have increased by more than 50%, in some cases 100%. House values have gone skyrocket. Properties are selling tens, sometimes hundreds of thousands over appraisal value. People are willing to take, they want to be here bad enough that they're willing to spend that kind of money, and that's fine. But there's so much competition that the sellers are being put in this power position where they get to say, well, I have so many people offering me to take this right now. I can make some demands that otherwise wouldn't generally happen. We're getting offer periods, people calling in with 3 to 5 day inspection periods. And that's in the cases that they're not waiving the inspection completely.
Yeah.
And that's what's really concerning is, people from other parts of the country moving down to Florida in particular, not familiar with, the environment and what we live with down here and how it's different. And then just stepping into a high risk, huge investment like that. When you have some options, and I've seen a few inspections just recently that I wanted to speak of just to let people know of some of the risks they're going through. So, let's just talk first about what we can do for you in these short offer periods. If you don't have the time necessarily, or you're not in a position to do the full due diligence inspections, there are possibilities you can call in, and there are this thing called an informational only inspection or a walkthrough inspection. Essentially, we go with you, if you will, on when you're doing your initial, walkthrough of the open houses or whatever it is like that. And instead of doing an actual written inspection, we're just walking through it with you and going, well, this is kind of what I see here. And, we got 10 minutes to go through this. Let's talk about it for a few minutes and give you insights, but it's not going to save you a lot of money. This isn't something to, think you're going to get out of spending money on buying an inspection report. It's essentially going to cost you the same thing. We're just getting something done for you in a quicker time frame or in a window where you otherwise wouldn't be given the permission to do the inspection. One of the other options we have where we tell people is, put in your offer. If you're going to offer what is generally more than asking, put in a bonus offer for allowing the inspection. If you let us do the inspection, we'll put an extra $2,500 on top of the offer. Well, let me tell you,
that's a great idea.
I don't do too many inspections that the report doesn't come back with at least $2,500 worth of findings on it. So even if you're not going to get that money credited to you or accounted for you in the offer, you just need to know what it is you're purchasing. So, you know, a few dollars today could save you $50,000 tomorrow and just knowledge. So, we have options. We can do short inspections. We'll talk about that here shortly, where we just do essentially what is the insurance requirements. You know, you're going to buy a property. If you're looking to insure it, you're going to probably be asked for these documents anyways. They're documents meant for the insurance companies, and they're hard to interpret for the layman. But we can do those documents and do it as sort of an informal inspection and say, well, based on what the insurance is looking at, these are your risks that they see. You know, it's not going to cover the little stuff, but it's going to cover the primary things. In your offer, you should have a right to void, regardless of whether the customer is saying they're selling the property as is. I hear this all the time now. Well, they're selling it as is. Well, honestly, everything is being sold as is. It's all just a negotiation.
Yeah.
So that's fine. They all they're saying to you is they're firm on their price and they're not willing to do anything. They just want it to be, here's the house and this is what we want for it. But you still have the right and the need to know what is in that package you're buying. You know, it shouldn't be a mystery box like a game show. So we want to put the word out there, you know, just give us a call and let us know what the situation is. Even if you're not in it yet and you're looking at, hey, we want to go look at houses in 3-4 days. We're coming down next week. We're looking to get in an advantage situation. You know, we can schedule with you early and do these, you know, preemptive inspections. We're not doing a written inspection, but we're going out with you essentially and saying, you know, I advise against this property or not. And then to talk about that a little bit, the insurance stuff, you know, it basically is the four fundamentals again. You know, your HVAC, your roof, your electric, and your plumbing. These things collectively accumulate into hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Roofs in particular in Florida are, they were difficult a year ago, 2 years ago, and they're harder today than they were 6 months ago to get insurance for. You know, it honestly, people don't quite understand that it's not that the roof has a problem. It's that nobody wants to take the risk to cover it or insure it. Unless it's brand new.
Wow. So,
yeah. I mean, if you got a roof that's essentially older than, let's say, 15 years right now.
Yeah.
It's almost not, there's almost nobody out there willing to offer you a coverage policy on that. They'll give you insurance on the house, but they'll limit the coverages, or they won't cover water intrusion, or they won't cover the roof, or, you know, in some cases, most of these are cash buys right now. So the mortgage requirements aren't necessarily coming into play.
Yeah.
But you know, you're still out there $100,000 on a roof in today's market of these tile roofs. So, you know, that's not a small thing for most people.
Wow.
Right. Wow. So I've had a couple. Okay, so here's a couple of examples. I went on an inspection a couple weeks ago. They didn't think they were going to do the inspection. They talked to me. They decided, well, let's get you in because I could get in there quickly. They were convinced, it's a great newly remodeled home, looks beautiful. There can't be anything wrong with it. You know, we go in there, and honestly, the workmanship is fine. You know, the place is in okay condition, you know, small repairs here and there, whatever. There's only one problem. There are no permits on file.
Oh, geez.
Right? And at the last minute, you know, they're like, well, is that a problem? I'm like, it's probably going to be a huge problem. But really what I want you to do is invest some time in finding out exactly what it is you're stepping into. before you proceed any further. And they did. And after a couple of days, they walked away from that property, you know, and wisely so. But my point is, you know, 3 days before that happened, they were willing to hand over, you know, $500,000 blindly.
And Rick, just so for those who don't understand what happens if they had moved forward with that sale, you mind just going through that?
Oh, sure. If in that case situation, you know, where the city really does get involved in these big, you know, construction projects that weren't done correctly or legally, let's say, with permits. Basically, what the city does is they say, okay, well, you need to buy all the permits and we're going to charge you triple. Mm. And then here's the real hardship. We have to do all the inspections, which often means you have to take everything back apart because they want to do the rough-in inspections and you've buried all that stuff.
Right.
So essentially, you've got to remodel that house again. I mean, that's a big deal.
Wow.
Okay. Here's another one I went on. A beautiful big home, you know, 5,000 square foot home. Pest control went through it. Everybody said it was great. They didn't, you know, it was fine. They don't need it inspected. I talked them into it, let me go through it. The back wall of the house was completely infested in what was called big-headed ants, but they essentially needed to take out in the game room the whole back wall, which was all cabinetry and big windows, and it all needed to be stripped out because it was all full of these ants that were living in what was a wood decay situation in the wall from a window leak, and nobody had picked up on it. But I went in there and, you know, I do what I do and I look in places most people don't. And I was like, oh my, look at this. And again, we're looking at, you know, well, here's 25 to 50 grand before you move in and stuff you're going to want to do to this house. And you're not even going to want to come in here until all this insect stuff is dealt with. And they didn't even know that the owners had no idea.
Right. Right.
So again, it's just, it's not always what you think you're looking at that's actually there. So the risk is high. And it's often the case in new construction. I hear this all the time. It's brand new. It's got to be, what could be wrong?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my. In today's world of these, the supply demand, the slow edge on weird things that are coming in and making it incredibly hard on the builders to get things done, let alone get the same people that started it to finish it. I mean, the complications that arise and the things that get overlooked because ultimately one person goes, well, I didn't do that. I'm going to do what I came here to do. And things just get compiled on. And then, you know, it's all shiny on the outside until you start to live with it and you're like, well, this doesn't work very well and this is falling apart. And, you know, it's brand new. Do you really want to move into a brand new home and deal with a bunch of headaches, or do you want it to be right when you move in? That's kind of my question to be. I mean, and I'm not saying anything bad about the builders. Everybody's human out there, and it's not necessarily the builders or the supers or the trades. It's the compilation of everybody's experiences coming together and what it takes to complete that structure. And sometimes the challenges are huge, and, you know, unless someone third party is looking out for your particular interest.
Yep.
Who is basically the question.
Yeah. You know, that's the
message I'm sending.
Yeah. That peace of mind that really you provide, or, you know, any home inspector worth their salt provides the homeowner or the potential homeowner. You know, it's like you said, you buy this new house and then all of a sudden weird things start happening and you just are going, oh my goodness, you know, is this just
crazy?
The beginning of, you know, a nightmare.
Well, and then here, let me add one more thing. Here's the other thing in the hot market. People want to finally, they're like, oh, I want to cash out of my house now, right? So they're doing homeowner improvements. This is one I just saw. So an attic was re-insulated, blown in insulation, looked beautiful. The only problem was is the trusses were completely annihilated by termites, but they were covered by insulation, so you couldn't tell.
Oh, man.
You know, and it was just like, is that shady? I'm not going to point fingers, but it's a problem. You know, I'm not saying that someone was trying to sell off a problem, but, you know, if you don't know what you're getting into, you can find yourself in a world of hurt. And we're here to help. So give us a call.
Well, this has been great, Rick. I mean, I again, continue to learn from your episodes. And I never even thought nor heard of, you know, in a market like this, bring the inspector with you when you're looking at homes and protect yourself. My Lord. Great stuff.
All right. Well, it's great talking with you, Charlie.
Same here. We'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to the Trade Secrets Inspections podcast. To learn more about Trade Secrets Inspections, go to www.tradesecretsinspections.com or call 239-537-1186.